This past April 15th, the world watched in horror as Notre Dame Cathedral, the beloved Gothic symbol of Paris, dating to the Middle Ages, was engulfed in flames and smoke. Its world-famous spire fell, its roof collapsed. The cause was believed to be an accident. But 7 months later, a debate swirls over how to rebuild and how quickly. Jeffrey Brown has our report from Paris. It's part of Canvas, our ongoing arts and culture coverage.
They are the fallen angels, once soaring high in the cathedral, now lying chipped, broken, and contaminated in the Historical Monument Research Laboratory in a suburb of Paris, where director Aline Magnet sums up the daunting challenge of restoring Notre Dame.
It's really a building site like no other. It's quite an extraordinary project, which is very difficult, very tough, and very demanding at the same time.
From some angles today, you can squint and imagine all is well at Notre Dame, but it is certainly not, and tourists and locals alike still mourn.
Just devastated for the world because of what a treasure it is.
It's the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame when you think of Paris.
A monument burning is like the part of a piece of a history of humanity who vanished.
People continue to flock here as an act of witness or just out of curiosity. But now they're kept behind barriers, and the entire site has been shut off to visitors. Inside, the cleanup work continues, and all around, the realization has grown of just how hard it will be to repair and restore the great cathedral.
The dust is mainly concentrated in seals like this, or on the banks of the Seine, between cobbles, or in inlays, or in cracks like this.
An immediate and ongoing problem, lead contamination. The fire melted hundreds of tons of lead in the roof, and the smoke carried and spread it throughout the surrounding area. Jacques Bonhumain of the French environmental group Robinhood says the government was slow to respond to a public health threat, even allowing visitors into the cathedral's plaza for the first months.
From around April 20th until August 20th, it was open. There were thousands of people, tourists, coming as families with children who were lying on the ground to take photos and to eat.
Nearby schools like this one had to be decontaminated. The long-term health impact remains unclear. Also unclear, just how much of the lead found here in a city as old as Paris is due to the fire. Government officials insist they are taking it seriously, but Bonhumain's group has filed a lawsuit demanding more accountability.
What we really want, and this might surprise you, is that other cities in France, as a lot of towns in Spain and Italy, maybe even in the United States, that have beautiful monuments like Notre Dame, learn something from this fire and the way it was handled.
Lead contamination inside the cathedral has slowed the cleanup and forced workers to wear hazmat suits. In July, authorities offered several media organizations a tour of the interior, but not long after issued a dramatic new warning that the entire structure is still in danger of collapse. And stabilizing the walls is a priority before turning to any restoration of the spire and roof. At the lab outside Paris, Aline Magnet explained it this way.
There's a risk that Notre Dame's vault will become unstable, which would result in more stones falling and would put the public in danger. So we have to establish to what extent the stones are damaged and whether they still have some resistance, and then which stones we can keep and which ones need to be replaced.
Here, scientists study how stones drenched with water in the aftermath of the fire expand or contract as they dry.
This vault element has been used to make many, many little tests.
They're also conducting tests using lasers to clean the stones.
So the test is to see if the lead can be removed by this kind of method.
Yeah, on a small scale, and then we will go to the cathedral with the machine and make tests on the walls and the sculptures of the cathedral.
All of this will eventually lead to the main event, actually rebuilding and restoring Notre Dame. And surrounding that are many more issues. Though the cathedral dates to medieval times, the spire was actually a 19th century design by architect Eugène Viollet-le-Duc. Among the questions now, whether to restore the wooden and lead roof or use more modern materials, and whether to build an exact replica of the spire. When authorities put out a public call for new designs just days after the fire, Instagram lit up, including with some wild ideas. But the prevailing attitude seems to be rebuild it exactly as it was. Art historian Philippe Planeur.
I think our duty is to preserve the heritage we've inherited for future generations. And if we can't preserve it, then we should recreate it, reconstructing the cathedral, the roof, the spire, as it was before.
Another question, how soon can this be done? Immediately after the fire, French President Macron promised to rebuild within 5 years, a target many saw as timed to France's hosting of the 2024 Olympic Games. This summer, France's parliament created a new commission to oversee reconstruction, led by a former army chief. It's yet to formally meet, but we talked with one member, Monsignor Benoît de Sinati, who will represent the Catholic Church.
The most important thing to remember is that Notre Dame is first and foremost a cathedral, a church, a place of worship.
That may sound obvious, but debate had already swirled around Notre Dame for years as it became an often overrun tourist site. The Monsignor wants to use this moment to return to church values.
It's important to underline that when a bishop decided to build a cathedral in the Middle Ages, it was also a project to help the poorest in society. Today, when we're building Notre Dame, we're going to launch projects to help the most vulnerable in our society.
There are so many interests. There's political and economic and cultural, of course, and the church. There could be a clash.
Never in France.
Never in France? You mean always in France?
No, bien sûr.
Of course there will be difficulties. There will be questions, big debates. In France, we like having big debates, asking questions. We can go on and on.
We love to speak.
But will the rebuilding go on and on? Like others we spoke with, Monsignor de Sinati wonders when the last stone will finally be put in place, the cathedral completely restored and reopened. But he does hope to celebrate Mass in Notre Dame within the next 5 years. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Paris.